Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So LA's done a really good job without having the first round pick. Let's take care of the defense. And so at the first round, let's go with Latu from UCLA. We want an edge rusher to go after Byron Young. We want to make sure we're missing Aaron Donald. So we need someone that can replace some of that production that walks out the door. This guy's the most explosive, most natural pass rusher in the draft. He can do it from a variety of positions. I think it makes it very, very easy for the Rams to be able to get it done. And then let's go and double down on the pass rush and get Brandon Dorlus. So
Bucky Brooks on Latu and the Rams. Played that because he had a visit with the Bills. Some of the story about Latu is he has a neck injury, but teams have cleared him. And he's said to be one of the most complete edge rushers. Could be on the board when the Bills pick at 28. The Bills had a visit with Latu. I've not seen him falling that far that many times. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe with you, with talking lots of Sabres. But quick thing on the Bills, because they've had some defensive players added to their official 30 visits. With Latu, I see him to the Rams all the time. And to have him in for a visit is to have a player in that I think is a trade-up candidate. You know, the Bills can't, of course, only pick players that are projected to go to them. They would have to interview guys that might fall. Like maybe Latu falls because the teams that have cleared him decide not to take him, and the teams that haven't cleared him are right in front of them. Anyway, pass rusher, rare maturity to his game. Quote here from NFL.com scouting report. Everything about his skill set and production is translatable to the NFL. Could become a Pro Bowler as a 3-4 outside linebacker with a heavy influence on the game, but an edge rusher. So maybe.
He's over under 17.5.
Yeah, that's high for, you know, that's a move up. That's Brian Thomas Jr.
I think it's the same as Thomas Jr. and Mitchell's over under.
AD Mitchell.
So, I mean, they're going to address pass rusher at some point. Right?
Yes, for sure, for sure.
Like, there's no way they're going into the year, I think, without making one more significant acquisition at that position. Because otherwise, right now, it's just, I mean, Epinesa is starting for them. Which, maybe is not the worst thing in the world, but he was good last year as kind of a role player. And if he's not being relied upon, then you're praying that Vaughn's going to do something for you.
Yeah.
And that's just not the most comfortable spot, I think, to be in.
803-0550, our phone number. On the Bills in the draft, it's 8 days away. No Joe Marino today. Joe's off today. He took the day off. He and his wife just welcomed a baby girl.
Yep.
Congratulations to Joe. Heard the whole story on the podcast. And, you know, life a little hectic for Joe. We're going to give him the day, and maybe more if he needs it. So we'll take your calls on Bills draft stuff if you want. We're also talking a lot about the Sabres and Kevin Adams' comments from yesterday at the press conference. Players speak today, and we'll see what their reaction is to Don Granato's dismissal and the Sabres' coaching search. I mean, I'm eager to see Elliot Friedman or whatever, whoever's the first insider to report the short list of names.
Yeah,
we think it's Lindy, Craig Berube, Rod Brind'Amour is the shortest list. Next would be Gallant, Bruce Boudreau.
That's if there is a shortlist,
yeah.
Right? If there is more than a name. Let me find that comment, too, because Adams was asked about if there's, you know, a number of guys that he's thinking about, and it was more like, I don't know, I've got a plan. Like, it wasn't, he didn't lend anything to, you know, I've got a series of candidates that I like. Like, he didn't go down that path. It was more of I've got a guy. Here was the comment. I have very specific. He was asked about the number, if he sees a number of candidates out there that kind of fits the qualifications he's looking for. His comment was, I have very specific thoughts on a number of coaching candidates, but I'm not compromising what my team needs. I'm going to get the right guy. Right guy.
And
I don't know that we'll hear about a shortlist from him.
Yeah, he talked about when they hired Don, he was the interim coach, and then they did interviews, and they landed back on Don. So
right.
He's been through the interview process before and would have gotten intel and whatever on a lot of different candidates. So he knows, I might like this about this guy and this about this guy. And Adams represented yesterday that ownership has given him the green light to do whatever it takes.
Right.
So
it is that's right to point out here too, that matters. Isn't it right to think that because he was so specific about what he's looking for, that he wholeheartedly believes that the guy he wants, he's going to get, or else he wouldn't talk like that? Because now there's no backdooring to Seth Appert, right? Because now it is, oh, everyone knows you failed.
Yeah.
Because he could have gone the other way. If he thought, well, there's a guy I like, and I think I'm going to try to get him, and we'll see how it goes. We're going to do a search. I don't know that he's as specific as he was.
He could have just been a little dismissive and said, we're going to hire whoever is best.
The right man for the job.
Yeah, whoever is best, whoever we feel. Instead, it was more along the lines of, I know who's best, and I'm going to get the right guy.
Right.
So whether that's in his eyes, if that's Lindy Ruff, if that's, again, the whole thing I thought would fuel Brind'Amour speculation. That's how you talk if you think you're going to get Brind'Amour. And he's perfect for us.
That's true.
He's exactly what we need. But you can't talk about him because he's under contract with another team.
I know. And, man, that is just, I cannot decide if I think that's actually realistic.
I do not think it's realistic.
And the timing, right? Like, you've got to wait potentially a month or two to do that. And then where are you at? Because that's how you set yourself up for not getting the guy you're talking about. Because, all right, let's say Carolina goes to the conference finals, which is very realistic, or they go even a couple of rounds in, and you wait a month to see if he'll come to you, if you've talked to him and have a sense that he might come and he's going to be true to his word, okay, you wait. By the time you arrive there, let's say you now re-sign to Carolina, Berube's probably signed somewhere.
Maybe. I wouldn't be...
Teams, though, have gone out there, and your list is shorter. Like, your list of guys you could fall back on is probably shorter.
How many coaching vacancies are there right now?
Ottawa is going to be vacant, right? They just had an interim. I don't know if they're going to keep... Who's the old guy that they have there? Jacques Lemaire, maybe? I'm trying to think. Jacques Martin is the coach there. So that's one. I mean, I think Tortorella's getting fired in Philadelphia, personally. LA's got an interim coach at the moment, but they're getting to the playoffs. New Jersey is an opening after they fired Lindy. They had an interim. St. Louis had an interim. So, and Toronto, if they lose in the first round, like there could be as many as five or six.
Could Pittsburgh fire their coach?
Pittsburgh could fire Sullivan. Yep. Yeah, there could be a bunch.
803-0550. Phil and Wes Seneca next up as we connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. West of New York's number one Kia dealer. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks, Phil.
I'm not in favor of goon hockey or anything like that. Like back in the day, I've been, you know, I'm 54 years old. I've been watching the Sabres for, you know, forever. And, but I do think they need like a bona fide fourth line, grinding line that's gonna go out there and set the tone if it needs to be, you know, done, or, you know, make another team.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Player accountable for taking a cheap shot at like a Darlene or something. Darlene seems like he takes a lot of cheap shots over the years, and you know that shouldn't be happening. And also what shouldn't be happening is Dylan Cousins going in there and making, you know, going in there and fighting. He's one of our skilled players. He should be, you know, somebody should be sticking up for him. And I believe that fight, that beating he kind of took, that game kind of set him back a lot. I mean, he was playing a little better towards the end, but I think it set him back. He shouldn't be doing that kind of stuff. And, you know, and I think it's, I'm not saying it's getting back to goon hockey, but it seems like a lot of teams have players that, you know, can go out there and fight if they need to fight. You know, like like maybe we can pick up a Delorier again or someone like that. I don't know. There's a lot of names out there. I'm just saying that we got enough skill on this team. I think we need to get back to a little bit of physical players.
Yeah, I'm not against a guy like that in the bottom six. But when I start hearing names of guys like that who scored one goal and 4 points in 60 games this year, that's too far. It's too far. I don't mind them being a little bit tougher or a little bit more, what the word Adams used, abrasive in the bottom six. But I'm not worried about guys at the top fighting once in a while, right? Like, isn't that what people want from those guys? And it's not like Cousins is fighting every night. What'd he fight? 3 times in his NHL career? 4 times at this point. Tage is maybe the same thing. I've heard that question a lot about, did Hathaway rocking him at the beginning of the year like cause it all? Was it Trent Edwards, Adrian Wilson? Probably, I don't know.
Probably not.
I want to believe it wasn't, because if it is, we got big problems.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I have instant trivia for you.
Okay.
Want instant trivia?
Sure. Instant trivia is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door.
So the Sabres are searching for a head coach. They could hire Craig Berube. Could.
Yep.
If they did hire Berube, he'd be a current Stanley Cup winner coaching in the NHL.
Uh-huh.
As of right now, there are 6 coaches with Stanley Cups coaching.
Okay. Okay, 6 including, no, Berube wouldn't count.
Right.
Okay, so John Cooper.
Correct. Tampa Bay.
Tortorella.
Correct.
20 years ago.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Tampa Bay. Okay, how about, who's won recently? Jared Bednar.
Correct. Bednar. Colorado.
Okay. Bruce Cassidy.
Yes. Vegas.
What's that, 4?
Mm-hmm.
Dan Bylsma's not back in the league, is he? Nope. He's coaching the Coachella Firebirds.
Cool.
Who else has won the cup recent? Vegas won it. Tampa's won it. Colorado's won it. I might have the current Stanley Cup guys. What about, not Barry Trotz, he's not in the league anymore. So not Washington. Oh, Mike Sullivan.
Correct, Mike Sullivan.
With Pittsburgh?
Yep. One more.
One more. Is it a guy that did it with the team he's on now?
No.
Okay. So a retread.
He's been treaded a few times. How many teams has he coached? Maybe 3? Let me double check that. It's 3 or 4.
Multiple teams. Retreaded a couple times. Coaches with the Stanley Cup.
Oh boy, he's coached a lot of teams. 1, 2, 3, 4. He's on his 6th team.
Sixth
team.
Okay, so this dude is old. Who's old? Is Daryl Sutter still in the league?
He's not.
I saw him as a name for the Sabres yesterday brought up. Paul Maurice doesn't have one. And that's not 6 teams anyway. Is Jacques Martin have a cup? No, right? Also, he's interim, so I don't even know if he counts. Not Sheldon Keefe, so not Toronto, not Montreal, that's St. Louis. Winnipeg. Who's Winnipeg's coach? Rick Bonus? Wouldn't have that. He didn't win a cup. Is this obvious?
Kind of. One of them is.
Okay.
There's only one left. No, Jacques Martin's not correct. And this name is, I mean, I feel like you should remember that he won the Stanley Cup.
Is Claude Julien in the league still? No. I should remember that he won the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Who?
It's like a formative moment in all of our lives.
Oh. I'm very proud of myself that I've forgotten that this person has a Stanley Cup, Peter Laviolette.
Yeah, six teams he has coached.
Where is he?
Rangers.
Rangers, right now? See, it didn't even enter my brain because it doesn't count.
You can't just black him out.
Yeah, doesn't exist.
Yep.
Laviolette. Six teams?
Six teams.
And he hasn't won the Cup since Carolina?
Islanders, Carolina. I just had it up here a minute ago.
He was in Washington at one point.
Yes.
He was in Nashville at one point.
Yes.
He's in the Rangers now, and there's one other. Was he in Philly?
Yes.
Yeah, he's Philly. Is he Philly's coach, the last Sabre playoff series?
I mean, I sure.
I don't even
remember. You're asking me to go too far back. Facebook today told me it was 14 years ago I posted, I'm feeling sick about Thomas Vanek's broken ankle. Speaking of Sabres playoff series.
That is the only thing
Johnny
I remember
Boychuk.
About the series. Yeah.
Former Sabre, Johnny Boychuk.
Yep. Yeah, he and Ben Bishop. Vanek returned, though, in the series, didn't he?
Yeah, like the last game, game six.
And he was...
No.
Laviolette was the last coach, the Flyers in 11.
Scott in Rochester, good job on instant trivia. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm curious if you guys have been watching Champions League. The games have been really, really good, especially, like, you know, most Americans think soccer is boring. But being a Dortmund fan, that game yesterday was anything but boring. It was one of the most exciting soccer games I've ever watched. And I'm just curious what you're expecting out of your Arsenal team today.
Yeah, Arsenal playing Bayern Munich. Yesterday's games in the Champions League, I caught it late and I was watching the post show. PSG beats Barcelona. Dortmund beats Atletico Madrid. I just want to say I hope Arsenal wins. Been a rough week. First, they tied Bayern last week. And a game they looked like they were in control of and then had to struggle to get the tie. I'll tell you one thing I love about it. Thanks, Scott, for this call. I love a two-game series on aggregate. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Super cool.
Yeah.
That was Friedman's idea for an NHL play-in is to do a two-game aggregate.
Okay. Two-game series, one in each building. Every goal counts.
Yep.
Love
total it. Score between the two.
Absolutely. And both of these games today, Bayern, Munich, and Arsenal, and Man City and Real Madrid, are tied on aggregate. One's 2-2 and one's 3-3.
Yeah.
So they go in tied. It used to be road goals was the tiebreaker. That's not the case anymore. Now it's just...
You go to overtime?
You go to kicks. Yeah, okay. you go to overtime and kicks. So, yeah. That's what Arsenal did in their last round. They beat Porto. They went to kicks.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Yeah, Arsenal and Bayern Munich today at 3 o'clock.
Must be nice.
I could really use a win.
Must be nice, Champions League.
I mean, it's only nice you're trying to win that and the league.
Yeah, at the same time.
You know, you want to talk about pressure.
Yeah.
You're playing in one league trying to get the eighth spot. Oh, I got a lot of pressure. I got a lot of pressure to do that. How about trying to win, you know, Manchester City's won three trophies a year.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
Right.
Oh, man, there's pressure for an eighth playoff spot. I know. I'm sorry. Okay, speaking of the Sabres coaching search, Pete Blackburn's going to join us on the other side. So as we chat about the potential coaching candidates, he hosts the What Chaos show on YouTube, hockey show, mostly hockey. So Pete Blackburn joining us on the other side as we chat about the Sabres options from here. Jeremy and Joe on WTR.